This is an exclusive excerpt from the Stuff File program with Peter Anthony Holder.
When Maria Yarema was in the darkest days of her depression, she looked for books to help. She couldn't find one that gave her simple, practical suggestions on what to do to recover from depression, so she decided to write one. The book is called No Longer Alone, and Maria joins us on the line from British Columbia. Hi, Maria.
Hi, Peter.
So you decided to find the answers yourself by writing a book. I would assume that just the process of writing that book must have been somewhat cathartic.
It was helpful. It took me 12 years to get it to this point, from the decision of writing it to actually having a book in my hands. Things take a little longer when you're depressed.
Now, what were you doing before? I mean, were you a writer to start with, or what was your background?
No, I'm not a writer at all, which is what makes this even more kind of surprising to me. In sort of my darkest days, depression is a very, very painful thing, and it's just an awful, awful disease, and anybody who has it deserves compassion and empathy, because it's a terrible thing. And I was kind of railing at the universe, saying what good could possibly come from being in this kind of pain. And for the first time ever, I got an answer, and the answer was write a book. And I was so surprised, because I'm not a writer. You hear that everybody has a book in them, and I would think, no, not me. I remember it so vividly because it was such a surprising answer. And, I mean, an answer at all was surprising, but that answer was also surprising. So I really paid attention to it because it was unusual, and also because I was really struggling, and taking meds was only really one piece of the puzzle for me. And people kept saying, well, you have to make lifestyle changes. And I'm thinking, I can barely get out of bed in the morning, and brushing my teeth is all I can do. What the heck do they mean by that? And just, you know, finding the energy for that was impossible. So I turned to books, and I thought, well, maybe there's a book that can help me with that. And there wasn't. Most of the books are written by doctors in language that just wasn't accessible to me. I'm university educated. I love to read. But when you're depressed, you have trouble focusing and concentrating and remembering. And none of the books that I found took those things into account, which my book is a tip per day, and it's written in a loving, gentle language. And it's easy to access. It's not overwhelming when you're really depressed.
Now, you mentioned that a lot of those books are written by doctors, and doctors, to use street lingo, don't like someone else mowing their lawn. So did you show what you had written to doctors to get their idea of what you had been writing, or what you were writing?
Absolutely. Yeah, I had it vetted by a number of professionals, counselors and doctors, and most of the information in there it's self-care. You know, it's not rocket science. It's stuff that you already know, but you're too ill to think of, and it's written, it's simple stuff. You know, some days it's just getting out of bed. It's things like, you know, go to bed at the same time each night, because sleep hygiene is really important. Sleep is something that's really disrupted by depression. So it's very simple tips. I'm not advocating anything radical here. So no health professional came back and said, you know, no. I've had a lot of support from health professionals on it. It's written, like I say, very empathetically, as well as practically. And I got good feedback from them.
Well, as you say, no one said no. What about the other side of that coin? Did you get situations where people said, well, gosh, as a clinical professional, why didn't we think of this?
I guess, like I said, it a lot of the information is obvious, and maybe you had to have been in a situation where just taking a shower takes all the energy that you have for a day to really understand how much you really need to break that stuff down. Certainly that was my experience with reading books, was the books that were out there just didn't, you know, while they may have sort of understood it in an intellectual way, not having lived it, it's pretty tough to understand.
So how long has the book been out now?
About a month.
About a month.
this is all very new to me.
Okay. So and what kinds of reaction, because you already mentioned the medical profession, What kind of reactions, if any, have you received in this short period of time from others who may have gone through depression themselves?
Well, I did a women's show in Abbotsford a couple weeks ago, and I had a number of people cry. I got a lot of hugs. I got a lot of thank yous. Just having somebody get it, you know, like I would say to them, the book is written in a loving voice, and you don't hear a loving voice when you're really depressed. The mean voice in your head gets very, very loud. And I had a couple of people just burst into tears, and you know, it's like, oh, thank God somebody gets it. And the title of the book, No Longer Alone, depression is very isolating. You really feel like you're the only one and that, you know, people just don't understand.
I can see so how... Sorry, go ahead.
The feedback that I've gotten, you know, in the short time has been very, very positive. People are really happy to, you know, have somebody who kind of gets it and also just have something that they can follow and you know, maybe it will help them to their healing.
I can see how a book like this entitled No Longer Alone could be helpful to someone who is going through depression. Can it be an eye-opener and helpful to those who are living with people who are going through depression?
Absolutely. There's a number of tips in there that talk about how to help your loved ones understand what you're going through. Loving somebody who's depressed is extremely frustrating. There's no, you know, gaping wound to look at, and you know, it looks like they're just sitting on the couch being lazy. And you know, if you haven't been there, it's really difficult to understand. They don't want to stay on the couch. They really, you know, they want to get on with their lives, and they can't. And the book helps the person who's depressed help their loved ones understand. If the loved one reads the book, they're going to get a lot of insight to the kind of pain that people are in and the frustration and the baby steps that it takes in order to get well. And also the whole number of different ways that depression manifests, because it manifests differently for different people.
You mentioned earlier that you got pretty good reaction when you talked to a group of women about the book. Is depression different for women? And also would this book be helpful to men going through depression as well?
Yes and yes. Women tend to be diagnosed more often with depression, but the suspicion is that men are equally as depressed. They're just not diagnosed as often because they tend to hide it more. It's not manly. And more judgment socially and culturally, I think, for men than for women. So that's my opinion that it's not diagnosed as frequently. So yes, you get the same sort of empathy and love and gentleness and encouragement with either gender, for sure. It's something, like I said, that you don't hear in your own head when you're depressed, and I haven't been able to find it in a book. So I would say yes.
After going through this dark tunnel yourself, are you concerned or worried that it could happen again?
Absolutely. Once you're depressed, you're much more likely to become depressed again. So having depression and being diagnosed has completely changed my life. I do everything differently now. I, you know, the way I eat, the way I sleep, the way I socialize, the work that I do, everything it's basically about being kind to yourself. So, but everything is geared towards staying well. And staying well for me means taking care of myself and, you know, being aware of my limits. And certainly, you know, it's November. November's always a difficult month for me. So I know when November's coming that I need to be extra kind to myself and make sure that I stick to the routines that I have to keep myself well. So absolutely, if, you know, once you're depressed, you're much more likely to become depressed. So for me, the lifestyle changes that I make are really, really important.
You mentioned there are daily tips that are in the book, and of course, this is a book you have written. Do you yourself, even though you've written the book, have to sometimes go back and look at some of the things you've written just to remind yourself, sort of a self-refresher course?
Absolutely, yeah. For me, staying well is basically a lifestyle. It's not sort of the driving force of my life. And like I said, the staying well is things like eating well, socializing, you know, things that you should do anyway, but, you know, people who are really busy sometimes let those things go, or, you know, the balance in your life gets out of balance because of work or kids or, you know, different things. For me, I just have to be very careful that when I get out of balance, I recognize it so that I can catch up on my sleep and, you know, make sure that I'm eating regularly and doing those things. So I'm much more aware of myself than I used to be, and I think that's probably a good thing.
The book is called No Longer Alone, and people can find out more information by going to your website at nolongeralone.ca. Maria, I thank you very, very much for taking the time to be on the program with us.
Thank you so much, Peter. I really appreciate your time.
Maria Urema, author of No Longer Alone. You can check out her website at nolongeralone.ca, and you can go to my website at thestufffile.com, go to the What's On page for this show, which is show number 0169, and you'll find links to her site. You'll also find links to amazon.com and amazon.ca, where you can order her book directly.
You've just heard an exclusive excerpt from the Stuff File program with Peter Anthony Holder. To hear any or all of the full hour-long shows, visit thestufffile.com. Stuff is spelled S-T-U-P-H. That's thestufffile.com. A presentation of Flying Fish Communications.